Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Thanks for tuning in, it's good to have your company, and I look forward to sharing the next half hour with you. The theme tonight is Christian Unity, because at this time of the year all the branches of the Christian Church in Britain celebrate a week of prayer for Christian unity. We do have a lot of unity to celebrate, but we could also do with a whole lot more unity, or showing our unity more. And it's not just Christians who long for greater unity and cooperation and harmony and working together between diverse people. Here's Russell Watson singing from the heart, his and the world's desire for a world in union, living in peace and harmony together. Who of us would not like a world to be united, singing off the same song sheet, pulling in the same direction, living and working for common ends? But truth be told, everyone in the world is not signed up for unity. Our theme tonight is not some utopian ideal of world unity either. We're specifically zooming in on Christian unity, emphasis on Christian. Christians believe that unity is only possible in Jesus Christ. He is the one who unites us. He binds us together in his love. He is the foundation of our unity. The Bible speaks of us being living stones, making up a living building, whose cornerstone is Jesus. He's the foundation upon which we are all built. We are cemented together by his love. Families, the church, and indeed society, indeed all groups of people, are like a brick wall. The wall is only as good as the bricks which make it up. If several bricks are cracked, we say that the wall is cracked. Each constituent part has a unique, personal, and irreplaceable part to play in the whole structure. Every brick is important, whether it's in the foundation or on the roof. Here's John Chisholm singing about that.
Our joy, our hope, our confidence is in Jesus. He's our firm foundation.
Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand.
Over the centuries, God has guided his people like a good shepherd looking after his flock. Let's continue to explore this thought of our unity in Christ Jesus using the many Bible pictures that there are. And continuing on the theme of the Good Shepherd, he's the Good Shepherd, we are his flock. Sometimes we're black sheep, sometimes we're lost sheep, but he keeps rounding us up and he keeps bringing us home to the fold. As a minister, I wear a dog collar because I think of myself as the Good Shepherd sheepdog. Here's George Beverly Shea.
In the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold, away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thine 99. Are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. And all through the mountains, thunder riven, and up from the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gates of heaven, rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own.
Christian unity is also spoken about in the Bible in terms of a vine bush. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches, and we're each grafted onto him like little cuttings. As you find in any family, as each new baby is born, it's grafted into that family and the bush gets bigger and bigger. The family tree, if you like. St. Paul said, in Christ I live and move and have my being. Just like a fish lives and moves and has its being in the sea, or birds in the air, or a fetus in the womb. Another image of our unity in Jesus is the idea that we're all soldiers in his salvation army. We have a camaraderie as we live and fight side by side, serving the world, and above all serving our commander-in-chief, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Discipleship is not easy, life is not easy. We're engaged in a lifelong struggle, a sehr fecht sometimes, but we put our lives on the line for him. He died for us and we live for him. St. Paul summed up his own life with the wonderful epitaph, "I have fought the good fight, I have run the race, I have kept the faith." He said, "We fight principalities and powers, wicked spiritual forces, but with Christ Jesus we win in the end." Here's Mark Tedder singing on this theme.
Church, arise and put your armor on. Hear the call of Christ our captain. For now the weak can say that they are strong in the strength that God has given. With shield of faith and belt of truth, we'll stand against the devil's lies. Reaching out to those in darkness. A call to war, to love the captive soul, but to rage against the captain. And with the sword that makes the wounded whole, we will fight with faith and valor. When faced with trials on every side, we know the outcome is secure, and Christ will have the price for which he died, an inheritance of nations.
And here are three active serving soldiers in the British Army today, singing about the camaraderie which soldiers share, whether it is in the military or in God's Salvation Army. By the soldiers also applies to families living and struggling daily together. We are the family of God, his sons and daughters. Those who can pray together our Father are by definition brothers and sisters. We're even closer than family. Surely not, nothing's closer than family. Well, the Bible speaks of us being wedded to Jesus. He's the bridegroom, we are his bride. We are committed to each other for better or worse, in sickness and in health, richer or poorer, now and forever. He is totally committed to sharing our daily life with us, and we are daily committed to sharing his eternal life with him. Here's Cliff Richard singing about the Trinity of a bridegroom, a bride, and Jesus getting married together in Christian marriage and Christian daily life.
If I said I loved you, what would you say? And if I said I needed you, would it frighten you away? If I said I loved you and I wanted you to be my one and only lover eternally. You and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you. On our own we'd break, with him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me. Love is really fragile, and if it's gonna last, we gotta start by giving Jesus future, present, past. I ache the way I love you, but baby it's sink or swim. And when we look back years from now, we're gonna owe it all to him. You and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you. On our own we'd break, with him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me.
And even closer than two who have become wedded to each other as one is the very close relationship of a head and a body. Well, they're inseparable. If you cut them off, they die. When they are living, the head controls all the various parts of the body and all works well in coordinated harmony. We in the church are many and varied, but we are controlled from the head, Jesus. We are the body of Christ. Here's Tom Ingalls to explain it a bit more.
Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body in Christ. Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body.
How the song will sound like in Zulu.
Scripture sounds in Afrikaans. one body. Let's sing it together.
Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body.
And the body of Christ sits down together, not just in church buildings, but as the church people, as the body of Christ, to share communion or fellowship by eating bread and drinking wine together with the risen, living Jesus, our head. The bread is to do with his body, which was broken for us, and the wine, his blood, spilled for us. Our fellowship, communion, is based upon this, as Saltcoats St. Mary's Guitar Group now sing. You're listening to the Holy Half Hour on 3TFM as we celebrate Christian unity. There are lots of images for it, including some of these. That Jesus is the conductor of the orchestra and we are his players in it. He is largely invisible and silent, but he's the key person, the leader, the one who gets us performing in unity and harmony. Or, we are a rainbow people of many colours, many varieties, but united together as God's sign to the world of his providence. Or again, we are like a jigsaw, which starts off as broken, separated pieces, useless in ourselves, but God puts us together and has a place for each one of us, and we all together make up the full picture. Similarly, we are like a mosaic of many fragments, skillfully worked into a bigger picture by the master artist. And we are many and various frayed loose threads until God, the master weaver, weaves us into the tapestry of life as and where he would have us. Changing the image slightly, we are a pilgrim people walking together through the journey of life, following Jesus, our leader, who for us is the way, the truth and the life. Here's a lovely children's song by Ian White, but it carries an adult message. Let's walk together in step, harmoniously, in common purpose and unity.
How many legs has a centipede got? I don't really know, but I think it's quite a lot. He doesn't need socks and he doesn't need shoes. But imagine if he had to wear Wellington boots. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come and play. Well, his legs go up and his legs go down, and they all work together to carry him around. And if one gets a blister, then I haven't got a doubt that the others all try to help him out. Oh, oh, I don't really mind if I'm at the front or down behind, 'cause every set of legs has a part to play. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come on, little centipede. Come and play.
And we don't just walk together, we skip and dance our way through life, together with Jesus and with each other. And we walk and dance and sing together in harmony and unity, singing off the same hymn sheet, as Graham Kendrick knows. After a lifetime of being part of the church, the flock, the family of God, having walked and danced and sung through life, the end of our journey will be to enter heaven, to meet Jesus face to face and all our loved ones before us, and to engage in an eternal fellowship and unity. then it will truly dawn upon us that this life and the heavenly life to come are all about unity in Christ. Everything else is just everything else. Unity in Christ is what it has all been about, all along, and will be all about forevermore. Bye for now. I'll leave you with Handel.